You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska. The average price for a gallon of gas in Wisconsin fell under $3. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
Gas prices continued to fall over the last week, dropping 5.7 cents per gallon for an average of $2.95 today. This is 12.9 cents lower than a month ago and over 43 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Gas prices fell in over 40 states last week, but officials at Gas Buddy say the downward trend in prices is beginning to stall. Prices in 2025 have been much lower than the previous year. This is partly due to OPEC's ongoing restoration of oil production and continued uncertainty surrounding tariff policy and its potential impact on the global economy.
After reaching prices of over $3.21 per gallon last week, here in La Crosse, the average price is just above $3 per gallon to start the week. The Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled that a line item veto in the 2023 biennial budget did not violate the state constitution. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
When he was signing the state budget, Governor Tony Evers used his veto powers to lock in school funding for the next 400 years, and now the Wisconsin Supreme Court rules that was legal. Wisconsin is the only state where the governor has line item veto powers, meaning a governor can just cross out words or punctuation or numbers or parts of a bill and change its meaning. The court was split along party lines. Soon-to-be Chief Justice Jill Karofsky wrote that this move was within the bounds of the Wisconsin Constitution. Meanwhile, Justice Brian Hagedorn said the state constitution does not allow for this power. Historically, it's been used by both Republicans and Democrats. The governor's veto means that school funding will increase $325 per pupil per year until 24-25. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The court's dissenting opinion called the majority ruling, quote, a blow to the Constitution. In the city government to start the week here in La Crosse, there are four committees scheduled to hold meetings today. The Board of Public Works, Board of Zoning Appeals, Aviation Board, and Board of Harbor Commissioners will meet. There are also meetings later in the week for the Redevelopment Authority and Economic and Community Development Commission. With construction season beginning, there have been dozens of rezoning and permit requests for the city government to consider so far in 2025. The La Crosse County Board passed a resolution and sent it to state and federal legislators urging Congress to avoid cutting funds for Medicaid. In particular, the county mentions the potential for losing funding for mandated programs for children and the elderly, skilled nursing services, WIC, and mental health. The resolution states that the proposed federal cuts would devastate the county's budget to continue providing those services, and that the bill may pass too quickly for the public to understand the local impacts. Town halls for federal legislators have been a source of conflict this session. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
Town halls have been a point of contention for months now. Republicans have held them all over the country and here in Wisconsin, and when they do, they've been met with boos and protesters. Representative Derek Van Orden claims these aren't his constituents. He says they're paid agitators.
The reason we're doing this in this format is because George Soros is funding groups of people to go around the country and disrupt Republican town halls. And that is just disrespectful to you. And I'm not going to allow those folks to do that.
The leader of congressional campaigns at the Republican Party has told GOP legislators to stop hosting them in the first place. There's even a Wisconsin nonprofit stepping in to give people a platform to demand town halls from their lawmakers. Democrat Mark Pocan held a town hall in Monroe Wednesday night. He says it's the largest crowd he's ever had. Hundreds of people were there. Pocan said being in your district in person is a basic part of the job.
Not even the 101 of your job, like the basic level of your job is going to Washington and representing the values of your constituents. And then explaining Washington back home. Those are the two things that every member should have to do. And if you don't have town halls, you're kind of missing out on that big part of getting the input from your constituents. Because I know a lot of people do telephone town halls. I did a few during COVID, but they're kind of BS.
Pocan says he's also been asked to speak at town halls in other states, but he's focusing on his district first.
Here in western Wisconsin, Derek Van Orden has been holding a series of virtual town halls. Head Start centers in Wisconsin have received less money so far in 2025 compared to the same period of time as last year. Senator Tammy Baldwin said that so far, $34.5 million has been sent out so far this year. Last year at this time, nearly $70 million had been provided. Baldwin said that the 50% decrease in funding for Wisconsin Head Start centers is part of the Trump administration's strategy to defund the program to the tune of nearly $1 billion nationwide, causing some centers to close. Federal budget cuts planned in a bill currently in Congress are set to close over two dozen research research laboratories and collaborative offices for the NOAA. With more, here's Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
If the plan is enacted, it would close all of NOAA's weather, climate, and ocean laboratories and cooperative institutes. And without that research, the National Weather Service weather models and products will stagnate. Observational data collection will be reduced, public outreach will decrease, and undergraduate and graduate student support will drop. Also, NOAA funding for universities will plummet. The scientific backbone and workforce needed to keep weather forecasts, alerts, and warnings accurate and effective will be drastically reduced. This could lead to unknown and disastrous consequences for public safety and economic health.
Already, the agency has been affected by mass layoffs of probationary employees by the Trump administration the past 2 months. This week will be very spring-like with multiple chances for rain, but a warm-up is on the way as well. Highs today will reach the mid-50s, but it will be windy and cloudy. There's a chance of showers each of the next 5 days. By Wednesday and Thursday, we'll have temperatures right around 70 degrees here in the Cooley region. Our best chance of widespread rain is Thursday into Friday, when temperatures will fall slightly into the 60s. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Brewers clobber the A's. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers had a season-high 16 hits on the way to a 14-1 win over the A's. Milwaukee stole 9 bases in the game, 6 of them in just one inning, both franchise records. The Brewers' Sal Frelick.
Yeah, I mean, I hope that every team and every catcher thinks that, like, whether we're stealing or not, just being at first base or second base, the pitcher and catcher thinking about you is a success.
Manager Pat Murphy.
I think that's one of the ways we win. You know, we win by collecting hits, taking walks, stealing bases, having the threat to steal, which gives you a better pitch to hit sometimes. And that's one of the ways we can beat you.
The Crew in San Fran tonight against the Giants. NBA, Bucks getting ready for game 2 tomorrow night after losing 117-98 Saturday to the Pacers.
I think we were late. We didn't have enough urgency. Going to game 2, hopefully we can improve that or we can change that. We'll see. But going to game 2, we're going to be better.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Since we haven't heard Glenn Powell news in about 4 seconds, here is an update. The highly in-demand actor will co-write and star in a new comedy about a country western music star. Powell is partnering with Judd Apatow, with whom he will share writing credit for the script. Apatow, whose credits include The 40-Year-Old Virgin and Knocked Up, will direct. Powell's most recent credits were Hitman and the blockbusters Twisters and Top Gun 2. A legacy drummer is out of a job. The Who has decided to part ways with Zach Starkey after almost 30 years following a performance at the Royal Albert Hall in London. Starkey is the son of Beatles drummer Ringo Starr and the godson of original Who drummer, the late Keith Moon. Starkey apparently got into it on stage with lead singer Roger Daltrey. The new Star Wars film officially has a title, and it's called Star Wars Starfighter. The film's lead actor will be Ryan Gosling, and it will be directed by Sean Levy, whose previous credits include, well, pretty much everything. Levy has directed the recent smash Deadpool and Wolverine, all 3 Night at the Museum films, and executive produced Stranger Things. Gosling's last big film was The Fall Guy, so I'm sure he's eager to wash that taste out of his mouth. Star Wars Starfighter hits theaters May 28th of 2027. There is something about podcasts that seems to help celebrities open up. Emilio Estevez recently appeared on the Happy, Sad, Confused podcast. Host Josh Horowitz asked The Outsiders actor what the worst note he ever got from a director was. Estevez says on the set of St. Elmo's Fire, director Joel Schumacher screamed at the top of his lungs, "Have a good bleeping time." Estevez says Schumacher was a bully and wildly insecure. He also made a very mediocre Batman movie. Here is one of Pete's picks. The show Bosch Legacy just wrapped up after 3 seasons, and it was fantastic. Bosch Legacy, like its predecessor Bosch, is based on Michael Connelly crime novels. Bosch ran for 7 seasons and followed lead actor Hieronymus Bosch, an LAPD homicide detective who is rough around the edges and pushes procedural boundaries. Legacy follows the same character, but as a retired cop in private eye. Legacy is batting 1,000% on Rotten Tomatoes, and the original Bosch pulls a 97%. If you like crime shows, both Bosches are must-sees. All 10 seasons of Bosch and Bosch Legacy are available on Amazon Prime. Variety reports that according to the New York City Chief Medical Examiner, actress Michelle Trachtenberg died of natural causes. The Buffy the Vampire Slayer star apparently had diabetes and suffered complications from diabetes mellitus. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Cloudy and a little breezy this morning, becoming partly cloudy and less windy this afternoon. Our high today right around 55. Tonight we'll drop to 36. Tomorrow some scattered rain likely off and on through the day with a high near 60. Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high in the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.